Jeremy, are you ready? Because you are now going to deal with the most difficult part of your
retail. Uh-oh. Yeah. What is that?
I kid. We're going to talk food.
Oh, good.
I'm going to have a small brownie sundae with mint patty yogurt, nuts, chocolate jimmies, hot fudge, and a cherry on that.
Oh. Can you imagine? Here and now, resident chef Kathy Gunst went recently to her local ice cream hangout, Aggie's Ice Cream in South Berwick, Maine.
What's your favorite kind of ice cream?
Vanilla.
What are you going to get tonight?
Pineapple.
What are you guys having tonight?
A coffee Oreo.
What else do you like?
Cookie dough, Reese's, cookies and cream.
And what kind of ice cream are you eating tonight?
Chocolate.
Is that the kind you get always?
Mm-hmm.
Do you do this a lot?
3 times a week.
Wow. And do you always get the same flavor?
Yeah, mostly. Coffee, yogurt.
Coffee, yogurt?
I get yogurt because if I eat ice cream 3 times a week, I'd...
But is that thinking correct, that if it's yogurt, you can eat it 3 times a week? Yogurt, ice cream, gelato, sorbet. What's the difference? Kathy Gunst joins us in the studio. Kathy, Jeremy, Jeremy, Kathy.
Hey, nice
Jeremy.
To meet you, especially under these circumstances.
Yeah, I hear you are a food man.
I love my ice cream.
We're going to get along brilliantly.
Well, so Kathy, what did you get that night?
Oh, this is embarrassing because I will eat the weirdest raw fish. I will eat any type of food anywhere in the world. But when it comes to ice cream, vanilla.
Vanilla?
Vanilla. I know. It's like, how boring can it be? But I'm sorry. It's been that way since I was one.
You know what? I'm so with you.
Seriously?
Really?
Yeah. But yo, yeah, I am. What
are
you doing?
I'm a mint chocolate chip guy.
Okay, that's
myself.
My number two.
Well, I mean, it's not like that.
And I'm not working this.
You know, that's an A, right? And it's not like that sort of outrageous, you know? But
that seems almost vanilla, really, in the context
well,
of ice cream.
Can I just tell you a very quick story, which will date me? When I was a kid in the suburbs of New York, the Good Humor truck would come, and all the kids would get a quarter. And my dad was a junk food king, and he would give us a $20 bill. Okay, this is in the 60s, so imagine a $20. That would be like giving your kid a $100 bill, and he'd say, get a box. So we were an ice cream family.
By the way, just since you brought that Good Humor truck up, I have a friend who told me that his mother, when the ice cream truck would come by and play the music, his mother used to tell him that meant they were out of ice cream. So they never had to buy
great.
It.
And to me, the jingle of the truck is summer.
Right, it's like the siren.
Well, exactly. Kathy, tell us about this stand, because it demonstrates, I gather, one of the trends that you're seeing.
Well, Aggie's is a very old-fashioned kind of place. They have over 100 flavors, and it's the place all the kids in town go to after softball practice, after baseball games, after soccer practice, long line. It's just so old-fashioned.
Everybody has one.
The trend now is way different. It's really interesting, bizarre flavors. They're boozy popsicles, margarita mint, agave and lime. And even at that old-fashioned ice cream stand in a small town in southern Maine, they have some wacky flavors. 16-year-old Georgia Barlow introduces us.
For the past 2 years, there's been a new one. Salted caramel chocolate pretzel or Graham Central Station. Those are some of the more like exotic ones. Right now, there's Twinkie cake, which seems, that's a common reaction from a lot of people. But that's probably one of the weirder ones, in my opinion.
A Twinkie?
I think I'll pass.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm the one who ate, was it roasted Twinkie on a stick or something at a fair
it's
once?
Made just for you.
So give us a primer. You've got ice cream that you've brought
I do.
In.
We're going to have a little taste
it's
test
It's melting
here.
Right now,
it is.
By
so,
the way.
Oh, I think Jeremy's hungry. All right, let's start with this one. Ready? For the vanilla queen, I'm going to send this one over.
Thank you.
This is frozen yogurt. Now, I'm about to blow the roof off this stuff because I love frozen yogurt, and like so many, I always believed that it was super, super healthy. Do you remember the episode from Seinfeld?
Oh, yeah, let's listen.
How good is this?
It's good.
How good?
Very good.
I know.
They put real blueberries in it. Real blueberries. What kind did you get?
Coffee. And they grind up the coffee beans and put it in.
Let me test taste that.
Huh?
Huh? Mmm, rico.
Suave. And it's non-fat.
How could this not have any fat? It's too good.
And, of course, they take it to the lab, right, and find out that, in fact, it does have fat in it. Kathy, is there any such thing as a healthy frozen yogurt?
Well, there is, but I'll tell you, there are these chains now. You know, I was just in New York City on every other... Do you hear the scraping of the spoons?
Tell me that the
You're
one
supposed
I
to
didn't...
save a bite for me, Robin.
Yeah, Robin, that's a joke. The problem with frozen yogurt these days is that it is filled with preservatives, and the fact of the matter is that a whole lot of it is no less caloric than ice cream. Ask next time you go to one of these chains what's in that frozen yogurt. It's a little bit terrifying. I'm not going to mention brand names, but you should definitely ask to see the list of ingredients. So, Robin, you have vanilla yogurt there.
That's I had.
Okay, sorry, Jeremy. That's 40 calories per ounce. Mm. You might want to slow down. Mm. Okay, that's not low fat. Okay, that's a little bit less than some ice creams.
Okay.
Jeremy, you have lemon sorbetto, which is an Italian version of a sorbet, and that is a vegan treat that has dairy in it whatsoever. And what's fabulous is when you take the dairy out, you really taste the flavor.
Well, wait, so again, what's sorbet?
It's generally a softer frozen treat, but it contains no dairy generally, and it's not whipped. So it's a non-fat or lower-fat alternative to traditional ice cream or gelato.
So you're giving me license to eat this entire thing.
I think you should go nuts. Exactly. Robin, on the other hand, is having the delusional treat, which is the frozen yogurt that's really not exactly healthy.
Well, you mentioned gelato. What's
gelato. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Here's vanilla for the, you know, the boring one. This is Nutella for Jeremy.
Mm.
Okay, let me just tell you. Gelato, in general, is an Italian ice cream. It's made from water and milk, and it's combined with flavors and sweeteners. It comes from the Italian word for frozen. So how is it different than regular ice cream? It's all about butter, fat, and density. So unlike a traditional ice cream, gelato, there's no air whipped into it. So it's a denser, more intensely flavored frozen treat. Gelato's said to have less fat, and generally it is. Most gelato has 4 to 8% butter fat, and ice cream, U.S. ice cream, generally has 10 to 18%.
Mm. Well, because when you see gelato in the display cases at an ice cream place, it actually looks different in the
In the case.
That it's
well,
in, right?
Yeah, it's those European displays, but it looks kind of whipped and silky, and it's very seductive. And when you eat ice cream, too, you often hear chefs talk about mouthfeel. So how is it coating your mouth? Like, Jeremy, you have the Nutella. The flavor really comes through.
Mm, yes.
If it were an ice cream with cream and eggs and what traditional ice cream has, it would be more subtle.
My mouth is frozen.
Well,
I can't taste anything.
All right, let's move along, okay?
Yes, because we know you have made ice cream.
I make ice cream all the time. I have an ice cream maker. It's an extremely easy thing. However, I know people are out there listening going, I'm not making ice cream. I got four
ice
cream places.
I'm saying that right here.
Okay, great. Here you go. This is called granita. It's like an Italian ice, like a quick slushy. Can you reach it there? This is lemongrass and watermelon. I made it last night. It took me 10 minutes. Mm. You make a sugar syrup, water and sugar, and I threw in some fresh lemongrass, which is a stalk of an Asian spice. You can add grated lemon zest. And I added 4 cups of watermelon that I pureed, and I stuck it in a metal pan, and I froze it, and then I slushed it around, and I froze it some more, and it's so refreshing. And that, you know exactly what's in it. 4 cups of fruit, a little bit of sugar syrup. Mm. You could add fresh basil with strawberries. You could do a blueberry peppercorn. You can get nutso, or you can go straight down the line and do something, you know, fresh peaches when they're in season.
Okay, so that's a granita.
And I got to say, by the way, out of all of these, I think I'm a gelato person.
Okay.
I think that's the direction I'm going to be going.
Behind your back.
That Jeremy, you know?
Such a snob.
He screams gelato.
Well, we're going to have the recipe for watermelon, lemongrass, granita, and more at herenow.org. As we thank Kathy Gunst for talking ice cream as we start our summer. Kathy, thanks as always.
Good way for the summer to start.
Thanks, Kathy.
Bye, Jeremy. See you soon.
See you soon.
Ice cream, juice cream, everybody wants ice cream. Run, my baby, run.
So, Jeremy, we close every program with hosts eating ice cream.
Good. I like that idea.
Actually, don't get used to this. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. Join us again, Here and Now.